Welcome to Last Take.
Last Take.
I am your host, Nico. I am here with my good friend.
Hi, I'm Hassan Kim, graduated Rutgers University with a biochem major, and I am currently 23.
Son, what's your American name?
Oh, you can call me Hank.
All right, Hank, let's get right to it. All right. Do you believe that NBA, the National Basketball Association, has a race problem in the league?
A race problem? I don't think so. I think the NBA is a pretty much a global, and aren't, like, most of the players black?
That is true. About 75% of the players are black. Then explain to me why there's so few black head coaches in the league.
Well, that is a good point. Who are the black head coaches?
I believe Tyronn Lue, Nate McMillan, Doc Rivers.
Earl Watson, right from the Suns?
Yeah, the latest one.
I'm sure. But if you look at head coaches and how they got their jobs, and you're considering how many players are black in the NBA, you gotta only look at the head coaches who played in the NBA, right?
Well, in total, there are 14 ex-head players who are head coaches now.
Oh, really? And then I think we just mentioned all the black ex-NBA players, right?
Yeah, so four of them.
Four of 14 are head coaches, and they are black.
And there are 30 teams in total, 15 each conference.
That is a small amount.
Exactly.
But then you gotta look at it, like, if you look at the ex-black head coaches right now, they were point guards, man.
That is true, so they were like the floor general of the team.
Yeah, you know, point guards, they're considered like the head coach on the floor, and I'm pretty sure they didn't make that much money back then. You know, in the 90s and the 2000s.
Oh, this is a different era.
So they have more of like a financial incentive. Look, they have the best job on the basketball court that transitions the best to become a head coach, and they weren't the superstars of the team, so they gotta make the ends meet, I gotta say.
So they learned on the fly.
Yeah, they learned on the fly. And then it was good on paper.
So their career was basically a stepping stone to their future.
I would say their NBA careers, it was the best suited to become a head coach, I'd say.
I agree with that.
All right. Is that it?
Yep.
That's not bad.